With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports, get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WRC2, a 2023 winner and 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the nation. I'm Rich Sale. Tipping off in the NBA, starting with the first game of the evening as the Indiana Pacers squeaked out the Milwaukee Bucks 121-118 in overtime. In the win for the Pacers, Miles Turner led the way with 29 points, 9 rebounds on 10 of 21 shots and making 4 of 10 threes, while Tyrese Haliburton recorded a triple-double with 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 16 assists, including the winning and one play with 1.1 seconds left.
6 seconds to go. Crosses over on Beverly. Float game for the win! Tyrese! The terror!
Audio courtesy of ESPN.com. In the loss for the Bucks, Chris Middleton led the way with 42 points and 10 rebounds, making 16 of 29 shots, while Damian Lillard finished with 28 points and 8 assists. With the win, the Pacers take a 2-1 series lead with Game 4 on Sunday. In another key playoff series, the Dallas Mavericks handled the Los Angeles Clippers 101-90. For the Mavs, Luka Doncic recorded a near triple-double with 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists, while Kyrie Irving scored 21 points on 8 of 17 shots, scoring 19 of his 21 points in the second half. The Mavs shot 45% from the floor with 52 points in the paint while only having 9 turnovers. In the loss for the Clippers, James Harden scored 21 points on 7 of 13 shots, making 5 out of 8 threes, while Norman Powell added 21 off the bench on 7 of 11 shots, making 4 of 6 threes. With the win, the Mavericks take a 2-1 series lead with Game 4 on Sunday. Moving on to the mound, where the Philadelphia Phillies defeated the San Diego Padres 9-3. In the win for the Phillies, Brandon Marsh led the way, going 3 for 5 at the plate while being one of 5 players to hit a home run on the night.
Oh man, that ball is crushed. It's the third home run of the night for the Phillies. Brandon Marsh has 3 RBIs, and the Phillies now lead it 5-0.
Audio courtesy of MLB.com. Aaron Nola recorded the win, pitching 8 innings, delivering 10 strikeouts, and allowing 3 earned runs. With the win, the Phillies moved to 17-10 on the season, winning their second game in a row. Moving on to the NFL draft, where rounds 2 and 3 took place, as the Philadelphia Eagles and New York Giants each took 2 defensive players, while the New York Jets drafted Malachi Corley, a wide receiver from Western Kentucky. The Eagles traded up early in round 2 to select Cooper DeJean, a cornerback from Iowa, to help improve their secondary, while in the third round, they selected Jalix Hunt, an outside linebacker from Houston Christian, to give them depth at the position. In round 2, the Giants selected Tyler Newbin, a safety from the University of Minnesota, since they lost their top safety, Xavier McKinney, due to free agency, while in round 3, they addressed a need at corner, picking Andrew Phillips out of Kentucky. This has been the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Ryder University, I'm Rich Sale.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?